How would you describe Virat Kohli, the world's best batsman? Fierce, competitive, combative, emotional, passionate, the best at his craft. He is a wonder batsman. He is the number one batsman in the world. The number two batsman in the world currently is not available for us. That being Steve Smith. Unfortunately, he's still on the sidelines along with Dave Warner. This is a massive chance for India, this Indian side, to write themselves into the history books. They can become the first ever Indian team to ever win down under. Loz, we've been going through the stats constantly throughout the week, but 71 years they've been coming to our shores, and 71 years they've gone back with the tail between their legs. They've only had 5 wins. Okay, it's hard to win a series. I can take that, right? Because every team struggles. Every test-playing team struggles away from home. But to think they've only won 5 test matches from 44 test matches played here.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's the staggering one, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd think that they'd be able to win test matches, but they've just been hammered most times they've been down here playing in Australia. So it just says that they just don't handle the conditions down here. Australia should be confident going into this test series with those statistics behind them. And if they play to their potential, Australia are capable of winning. It's just that we haven't. And we haven't had consistency with our batting. We all agree that our bowling lineup is sensational. You know, 3 quicks and Nathan Lyon there as the offie are good enough to take 20 wickets on all types of pitches. But it's our batting that's been brutal. And it's been brutal for a while, even when we had Warner and Smith in it. But these guys get an opportunity to go out there and show everyone this is the new era for Australian cricket. Finch will open with this young left-handed batsman in Marcus Harris. I'm really excited about watching him play. Khawaja will come in at 3, Marsh at 4, Travis Head and Hanscom will make up that middle order, and then Tim Payne will come in at 7.
I say it's always about the batsman and making runs. Our next guest will say it's all about the bowlers and taking wickets. Stuart Clark joins us on the line. G'day, Stu.
Hello, TK. not a rush job at all, this one, mate. It's all good. All good.
Not at all, but obviously, you win the toss, you bat, you make a statement. It could set up your entire series.
Absolutely. Adelaide's always a good batting wicket. It's changed a little bit with the day-night test, but we're obviously not playing that this year because India don't want to. So expect the wicket to be flat, good for batting, as it's been for as long as I can remember Adelaide be. And you're right. If you bat well, you put them under pressure. It's supposed to be 39 and hot. You sort of set the summer up.
Yeah. Who is the key player in our team in terms of getting the run, Stewie? Which batsman needs to perform?
Oh, I think it's got to be Usman Khawaja. I know he's had his knee injury, but look, he's the most experienced batsman in that team. He obviously batted beautifully in Dubai over there in the UAE a little bit earlier in the cricket season this year. And then the other guys have got to bat around him. Aaron Finch, you know, it's his first game in Australia on home soil. He'll be nervous. There won't be any question about that. And then the other guys, well, you know, Sean Marsh and the like can all contribute. And if they bat well, Australia can post a big total.
Were you surprised that Mitchell Marsh wasn't selected?
Yeah, I was actually. I thought they'd penciled him. He was actually the vice captain over in the UAE. So it goes to show there's probably a new era forming that, you know, you pick your 6 best batsmen, your wicket keeper, and your 4 best bowlers. And that's been the tested and tried theory for a lot of years. We went away for it for a little while there with wanting an all-rounder that could ease the workload on the fast bowlers. But Justin Langer and the selection crew have sort of gone back to a tried and tested formula.
About to ask you, who would have had more influence over that type of decision, Stewie? Would it have been the selectors or the coach?
I think the setup's changed a little bit, to be honest with you. It used to be the 4 selectors, with the coach being one of them and the captain that'd have a say. I think, you know, the selectors still pick the team and whoever they meet, but I think the coach has a far greater influence now. I know they went to a new model where the coach and there was a, you know, specific test selector and a T20 selector and things like that. So I'd imagine they looked at it, they watched it, and they went with just a tried and tested formula on what is going to be a good batting track.
He may well have got this right, Justin Langer, when he was coach of WA, mate. He described Marcus Harris as mediocre with flashes of brilliance. And obviously that was some time ago, but he's now gone to Victoria, re-established himself, but he is an aggressive opening batsman.
Yeah, look, I can't really say whether Justin's description is correct or not, but doesn't particularly fill me with a heap of confidence. But in saying that, look, he's gone to Victoria and done really well.
Yeah.
So given that he's done really well, he's earned his spot, or he's done enough to earn his spot in this team. So you've got to back him on that confidence. Hopefully he can play his natural game. But what I'd like to see all our batsmen do, and I don't think anyone would disagree with me here, is, you know, apply their trade. And, you know, we don't want to see them get 10, 20 or 30. Once they get themselves in, go on and get a big total and not play this, oh, it's my natural game, you know, and you know, I tried to hit one over the top and got caught a cover. No, no. Once you get yourself in, you go on and get a big total, because that's what the great players do.
Yeah, that's good advice. Harder to do, but it is really good advice. So it's going to be really interesting to see whether that can pan out, because the only thing that worries me, and as much as I think he should be in the side, he averages 35 at first-class level.
Oh, and that's exactly right. He's obviously improved since what Justin Langer said, and he's got some runs in Victoria. But, you know, his chance now is in Test cricket. If he goes out and bats well, that average can go up. And then people start worrying about his Test average rather than his first-class average.
All right. Plenty of people are listening now, Stewie, for your tip, mate. What is it?
I think Australia's fast bowlers are actually the key to this whole thing. So, whilst I know India have probably got, you know, they've got Virat Kohli and the likes of Pujara and people like that who are quality players, I think our fast bowlers are just going to dominate theirs a little bit. And if they can stay healthy, they win the series. But if they can get through this Test match, I think the Australians can actually win this Test match as well.
Spoken like a true fast bowler.
They don't change,
it's all
do
about
they?
The bowlers, mate.
It's all about the bowlers.
Mate, if you look at the greats, what would Dennis Lilly say? It's all about the fast bowlers.
It was all about DK Lilly, wasn't it? There's no doubt. Good on you, Stewie.
Cheers, boys. Have a good day.
He's a good man. Stuart Clarke joins us. Just repeating that too. They've firmed up a little bit in the market. $2.10 now, the Aussies. $2.10. India, $2.40. We've heard from Tim Payne throughout the morning. Just that Mitchell Marsh, we just wanted better returns. We expect a little bit more from Mitch Marsh. Mitch Marsh expects a little bit more from himself. As you pointed out yesterday, mate, I thought maybe they'd go back to last summer with Mitch Marsh, where he was the star,
yeah.
You know, 320 runs and an average of 160. But the fact of the matter is, the poor bugger's out of form. He's only had one score above 16 in his last 11 digs.
In the nets, he wasn't looking great?
Ah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. For me, it's a 24-hour flip, because I know things can happen, right? But they don't put you out on the media conference 48 hours before a test match if you're not going to play.
No.
So they've had a meeting. And you heard Stewie Clarke talk about the changing of the guard a little bit. Selection theories that used to be with the old board, no longer with it. Plus, this is test match number one, so these bowlers are fresh. It's not like they're in the middle of a series where they need some relief from their bowling. Or mind you, if they bowl today in 39-degree heat...
Yeah, and they don't get a lot of wickets. Well, line will be the key. For me, in this match, line will be the key. Because he will obviously bowl plenty of overs, and they'll rotate the quicks. If they bowl today, they'll be rotating the quicks, and Lyon will hold up one end. And they'll come charging at Lyon.
They'll try and take him on.
And if they do that, he may have success and be able to, you know, get some wickets. And I'm comfortable with our bowlers, as Stewie said. I think we'll get 20 wickets. I'm just concerned about our batting at times.
Yep, that temperature, 39 degrees. Had a really good chat with Damien Hoff yesterday, the curator. There's going to be some grass on it. There will be some movement there early. And it's strange. We saw those stats all trotted out yesterday about, what was it, pitching up to Virat Kohli.
Seam rather than swing.
Trying to get seam instead of swing. I still think trying to put him on the back foot and give him some far short pitch bowling could be a bigger worry for Virat Kohli, but the stats say differently. The stats say pitch it up and let the ball seam.
Well, it's easier said than done.
I can see him cracking it through the covers all day. That's what I can see.